If you were to take a walk around your neighbourhood, how many pre-loved goods do you think you would find sitting on the curb? It can be like finding hidden treasure, the things you find discarded that you could, you know that you have a perfectly good home for, from bicycles and furniture to the home gym equipment, all just sitting there ready to be collected and go, if not to your place, then to landfill. So what happens to the stuff you don't take home? Well, this is where Street Bounty comes in. James Cottam is the founder. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is Street Bounty?
Street Bounty is when you see something really nice on the curb and you don't have space for it. So you post it up on our Facebook group, and if somebody else sees it and they want it, they know where it is, and they duck off and grab it.
They go get it. So it takes away that chance sighting to more of a targeted sighting.
Yeah. So I used to, when I was younger and a student, I used to pretty much furnish my homes off the streets. And as a grown up and employed man, I was walking my dog and saw a fantastic sideboard. I went, oh, that's pretty good. And then I realised I was living in a tiny flat and had no space for it. And I was
took it home anyway because that's what we do as hoarders. Yeah.
Oh, I was so tempted, but my wife would have killed me. Mm. So I went to the pub instead and started Street Bounty on Facebook. I was living in the inner west in Sydney at the time, and it just kind of took off. People started asking me to start Street Bounty groups in other areas, so they popped up all over Sydney. There's six in London. There's six in Scotland. There's a couple in New York.
Wow.
And one in Finland. And, so it's just everywhere. At the moment, I'm spending time with friends up in Newcastle. And I was talking to a lady called Linda Drummond, who runs the Newcastle Echo, which is a big group on Facebook.
Yep.
And she went, you know Nova Castrian's going to like that, James. And I went, you think I should? She went, yeah. And I went, okay. So I set it up, and I've never had a response.
Really?
To a Street Bounty group like Newcastle.
What did we do? How did we overwhelm you?
Well, there were, I put it up, and 20 minutes later, there were like 100 people. And it just kept going and going and going. So normally, you start off a Street Bounty group and, you sit at about 300 people or, 500 people, and it just plateaus. Mm. And Newcastle just went straight up and over 1,000. And the people in Newcastle are really into it, and they're really community-minded and really, really friendly about it. It's great.
When you look at all those different sites, from Newcastle to Sydney to Finland, are you seeing different things put on the street depending on the location of the Street Bounty community?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Newcastle, you see a fair bit of decent furniture. People don't like their furniture to go to waste. Of course, the barbecues are constant. There are barbecues put out all over Australia. It must be the most Australian thing to put out on the curb, your barbie, mate. But you get some pretty cool stuff too. Somebody scored a Sydney Nolan print, like a limited edition Sydney Nolan print. Yeah, beautifully framed, and it was just out on the curb, and it's worth about $2,500.
Well, see, and that's the dream, right? It's like op shopping. That's the dream, that you find something that not only can you love and can you stop going to landfill, but also that maybe is a bit of an investment.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a mini skip full of working go-kart at one point too. And that was a bit of a surprise. Everybody raced out to that. And then for the next couple of days, people were putting up a video of themselves driving their new go-karts.
Mm. It's interesting because I know in parts of the Hunter as well, curbside collection isn't happening as much. You have to book it in. So does something like this help people still feel like they're sending their stuff off to a new place and people are able to access it without having that regular pickup that we may see in other parts of the state?
Yeah, yeah, because lots and lots of places don't do regular pickup anymore. So Street Bounty is about not encouraging people to put stuff out, but a lot of people just dump stuff out anyhow.
Yeah.
So it's about saving that. The other thing is that people use it like a pay it forward. So they're, especially in people who are in CBD areas, they don't really have a curb. They don't want to put stuff out on the curb, so they'll just put something up saying, I've got this, does somebody want to come and get it? And a lot of that happens.
Yeah.
And that's where the community part of it happens as well. But one thing that was interesting in one of the groups, there was a young girl who was working, helping setting up a women's refuge. And she said what she was doing, and it just went nuts. People were just going, oh, look, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. And she pretty much filled the entire place just from people giving stuff away. And that was really lovely to see too.
When you see something like that happen, and you see the community that you formed, not just in Newcastle or Sydney, but around the world, what are the feelings 4 years on from starting this in that pub?
It does give me a little bit of a warm fuzzy. It's nice. You know, the best bits when you see people helping other people. There was a Newcastle one where somebody had their little kid's scooter had been nicked, and they kind of just went, look, he did leave it lying on the verge. If anybody accidentally took it because they thought it was street bounty, she had a new scooter for the kid in 20 minutes, and about six people offered. It was just lovely.
It is funny. It gets competitive. I was helping a friend move house the other week, and she had some stuff sitting at the back of the truck ready to load up, but we could only take one thing at a time. And she had to chase a woman down the street who'd put a coffee table in her car because she thought it was just sitting there ready to go to a new home. And we were like, no, we're just loading the truck.
I always tell people to be careful.
Ask questions. Ask questions first,
yeah,
people.
Absolutely. We've actually never had any trouble with that on Street Bounty. It's been surprisingly hassle-free.
Good community brings good people in, and I think that's what you've done over the last 4 years, James. It's been lovely to hear a little bit about it this morning. Thank you for telling us all about Street Bounty.
No, look, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
James Cotton there, founder of Street Bounty. You can find it. I've just quickly had a quick search on Facebook for the group. You can search Street Bounty Newcastle and it pops up on your social media ready to go.